Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday to everyone. I'm Veronica McMillan. I'm your host tonight of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I just want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Our co-host, Francine Humphrey, will not be with us tonight, but we have an excellent show. I'll be bringing our guest on in a little bit. I do want to apologize for last week. Francine told me that basically for technical reasons, we were not able to air the show. Of course, I tell everybody this is an internet-based radio program, so if internet goes out, phone goes out, so do we, and what we'll try to do is get back online when we can. Before I bring our guest on, I want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, was founded by Francine Humphrey. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, and assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, yours truly, Veronica McMillan, is the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. We're here to help nonprofits get started. We're here to help them to grow, to educate them, to coach them, to mentor them, and to help them with their development of their 501c3 organization. Francine and I have just been about the empowerment of women and entrepreneurs, and so that's what this show has been about since its inception, and that's what we will be doing for however long that we stay on the air. Tonight, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Jamie Brodnax, and she is the CEO and founder of Black Girls Nerds, an online entertainment publication for women that covers movies, TVs, comics, gaming, lifestyle topics, and more. Jamie is also the executive producer of the BGN podcast, which she has interviewed several celebrities and covers TVs and movies. She is going to be a phenomenal guest, and we've been excited, Francine and I, the whole week long. And so, Miss Jamie, do we have you on the line with us tonight?
Yes, Veronica, so pleased to be a part of your show. Thank you for inviting me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And for those of you all who listen to us weekly, you all know that typically what I do, when we do this 30-minute show, we really don't open the lines up because we really want to give our guests a whole 30 minutes. And because we have so many questions that we want to ask Jamie, we're going to do the same thing tonight. We're going to keep the lines down, and we're going to just give this 30 minutes to Jamie, and so that she will be able to tell us more about her organization. You all will have that opportunity to be able to connect with her, because she's going to give you her handles. You're going to have ways in which you can connect with her. So I definitely want you all to just hold on and, hold on while we talk to Jamie. So, Jamie, tonight what I want to do is have this to be sort of organic and easy flowing. So let me begin with my first question, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to take this 30 minutes and we're going to give you all of this time to really, really, really talk about your organization, what you're doing in the community, because you are about impacting women as well. But tell us a little bit about your organization and why did you name it that? So let me turn that over to you for a moment, and you tell us when you got started, why you started, all of the information about your organization.
Absolutely. Black Girl Nerds is an online entertainment publication. So we act as many of the online entertainment sites that you're probably familiar with that cover comics, gaming, movies. We review books. We also feature lifestyle topics. Lately, we've been talking about politics since we have a very important election coming up. But it started in 2012, and it was a simple Google search. I typed in the term Black Girl Nerds, and the reason why I did that is because me being a fan of nerd culture, I didn't really see many websites that reflected women that looked like me. I was, you know, online looking at all of these different sites talking about comic books and gaming, but most of the topics and many of the characters even that were featured weren't Black characters, and certainly weren't Black female characters. So I was like, there's got to be a website, there's got to be an online community out there somewhere, a Facebook group, something about Black Girl Nerds. And I typed it in Google and nothing came up. And
wow,
I thought, okay, that's, yeah, that's crazy. As a matter of fact, if you, at the time when I looked under Google Images, it was images of white women wearing glasses with black frames.
Yeah.
Because that's what our internet looked like in 2012.
Yeah.
But thank goodness it has certainly evolved since then. And it evolved pretty quickly as far as that first day when I published it on the web. People were emailing me and reaching out to me immediately that really wanted to be a part of this, because people would stumble on the site and they would go, oh my gosh, that's me. You know, I like those things, but I've never had a space to be able to express myself. So yeah, that's how Black Girl Nerds came about, and we've been long and strong ever since.
That is absolutely wonderful. And it's such a great need, not just for those who basically are on the air and all of that stuff. I think our girls need to have that just in our normal day to day, that whole image of black women doing other things outside of just dancing, singing, cleaning up, doing all that stuff. I think we need it in every arena. And so this is just amazing to me. And so again, what year was that you all got started again, Jamie?
It was February 1st of 2012 that I launched the website. There was a Facebook page for Black Girl Nerds a year prior to that, and it was actually growing as well. But the website, when that officially launched, that's when sort of everything started to kind of build into what it's become today.
Yeah, which is absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Give our audience a number, website, handles, whatever, a way in which they can contact you, and because we're going to be doing that throughout this 30 minutes. I'm sure we're more into like 25 minutes now, but definitely want to be able for them to reach out to you, because it's going to be important information that is going to be said here. Some people have never heard of you, because again, I had no clue. And you and I met by, I don't want to say by fluke, nothing, there's, I don't want to say there is no fluke.
No accident.
But basically the way we, the way we met. So I know that there are tons of people out there that want to be able to connect with you. So give us the information on, in terms of how they can reach out to you before I jump into our next question, Jamie.
Yes, you can reach me in a lot of ways. I'm very reachable. So my handles on Twitter is at Black Girl Nerds. That's the main account for the publication. At BGN Podcast, if you are someone that's a fan of podcasts, which I assume you are if you're listening to this show, you can follow at BGN Podcast. And my personal Twitter is at Jamie Brodnax. And on the website, you can also shoot me an email if you want. It's jamie@blackgirlnerds.com.
Wow. So you listen to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm your host, Veronica McMillan. And if you need to connect with me, certainly you can do so at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org or info at the Micro Nonprofit Network. And if you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, the founder of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, you can do that by connecting with her via email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can just go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. Or for more information. Jamie, what I want to do is just basically talk about this, because I think that you all are a voice. I think you keep people informed. But the question that I have for you is, do you think that we lost our ability to communicate as women? And when I say communicate, I'm talking about relational communication, because I think what's happened, I teach at a college campus, and what I'm seeing now is the loss of communication one-on-one with somebody. I see my students texting a lot. I see my students doing a whole bunch of stuff online, but they don't know how to relate to each other. So my question to you is, do you think that basically that we've lost the way to communicate? Because we can kill somebody character-wise on the website, on Facebook, on throwing shade and doing all that stuff, and not even see them, not know them, not do anything. So what are your thoughts behind that in terms of relational communication?
I think that's a really great question. So we're in this really weird time in our culture where social media is a space where people feel very emboldened and very confident in how they communicate. And whether that's mm-hmm. in a very positive way or in a negative way, as you described, that people just feel confident in those spaces. But when it comes to face-to-face or even just communicating in business with leadership or with your colleague, there's something weird about people kind of shutting themselves down or shutting themselves off mm-hmm. from communicating. And I definitely have been a victim of that. I definitely have been in circumstances where either people have failed to communicate to me things that they were either concerned about or even upset about, or there were opportunities and that was never communicated to me. And as a result, you know, I went about the way I was handling things as a leader and that information was never given to me. So, you know, that made that compromise that business relationship. Mm-hmm. But I think a part of it too is people sometimes feel a little insecure about communicating and speaking mm-hmm. very boldly about their ideas or their opinions, especially in a situation where you're speaking to someone with some authority, because then you feel like right. your idea will get shut down or you don't want to rock the boat in some way. But it's really important, and I'm speaking from someone who has been in a position where I've managed, you know, many people in my business, you know, teams of even 20 to 30 people. And mm-hmm. it's really important that you communicate if something is either missing, lacking, disorganized. Because it's hard to manage a large yeah, group is. Of people for any leader. And we don't always know the answers. Just because we're in a position of leadership doesn't make us the end-all be-all of being a leader, and it doesn't make us the experts in that as well. I think all of us exactly. were going through a process where we're growing, we're still learning, we're still trying to glean from other leaders. So I think it's important that we do communicate. And when you are a leader yeah. yourself, you need to communicate to the people that are working for you. And I know I've been guilty of that. So I think it's really yeah. important that, you know, communication is a two-way street. And if you don't have that in business, if you don't have that that connection with the people that you're working with, the success is not going to be there. You're not going to complete those goals and get to that next step in your progress as a leader or someone who's trying to work up the ranks into leadership. You're not going to get there without the communication. I used to be a person where I was afraid to speak up, and I'm still kind of there. I don't think mm-hmm. I've mastered the art of being an extrovert in that way, because I'm very much an introvert. But I am working on trying to speak up and make sure that I tell people how I feel about things, even if it's uncomfortable. Right. You got to get that yeah. out, because you don't know what another person is thinking. So we kind of conjure up these ideas and assumptions about what another person is thinking and assume that, oh, well, if I say this thing, then they're going to get upset at me. Just say the thing. And you may be surprised mm-hmm. at the reaction. They may be glad that you told them that, because they were probably thinking, well, Have I been doing it the right way? Well, nobody's been saying anything, so I guess I'm good. You know, like, you just never know what the outcome is by speaking your mind. So it's really important. And I do feel like social media has kind of disabled us in that way, where we're not we're just not as secure and comfortable talking to each other like we used to before social media. But somehow getting behind that digital barrier, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, compromised in some way. So
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think that basically also in this communication piece, strategy comes from there. Brainstorming comes from there. It gives people a voice and a choice. And when we use social media the way that we do it, it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. It's just how are we looking at it from the perspective that we want to make sure that your voice is still heard. And I think you're doing that with your show. I think you're doing that with your format that you're on, with what you have. But I'm also seeing with other things, people are just that relational thing. Even in my class today, I made my students move around in the classroom. And I said, do you know the person that you're sitting beside? No. But they all were on their phones. It was crazy to me, and so I was like,
right.
Oh. So this is really something, and I think that we're really going to have to just sort of kind of look at that and the things that we're doing, because we can't move away from good communication with each other. I think we're in all see in the environment that we're in now, where things are just. It's just crazy how things are coming off. It's just toxic. And so I think for those of us who have shows like this, for your program, for the things that you're doing, and for others who are out there, let's make sure that we don't lose that that relational communication, because it is so, 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 so big. And so with that said, I just want to just segue a little bit and just talk about this in terms of how – what do you think women need to do to prepare for business? And, of course, you and I kind of had like a little sidebar conversation yesterday on this particular topic. But I want you to, for those of you all who are listening, understand from Jamie's perspective, what do you think women need to do to prepare for business? Because, again, just like you said, there was nothing out there when you started looking for Black Girl Nerds. There was, and then I go way back further than you. You know, there was when I started looking and wanted to do something in the nonprofit world for empowering entrepreneurs who are starting those little small nonprofits, there really wasn't a whole bunch of stuff out there, all the businesses out there that I can model. So being prepared for business and getting ready for business is important. And to the conversation that you and I had yesterday, I think we get prepared for, you know, the business plan, get prepared for the capital, get prepared for all the stuff, and no one is preparing us. It's the individual who's coming into that. No one has talked to us about our own drama, our own hurt, our own woundedness. And so we enter into business with this. Sometimes for some, succeed, but I'm wounded on the inside, and no one knows it because I hit it well. And so we have to be prepared. So what would you say? How do you prepare women for business?
Wow. So, I mean, I was definitely the least prepared of anybody when it came to getting into business. Black Girl Nerds was a blog, and it was just something that I was doing for fun. It was a hobby. I had no idea that this would turn into something. I had no idea that it would turn into a business, quite frankly. So once sponsors started coming in, opportunities to earn revenue started coming in, I realized, okay, this is probably a business. And it took a while. And I think for me, if I can be completely honest and candid about this, I didn't think I was good enough to run a business, which is why I took so long to form it into an LLC. Black Girl Nerds didn't get formed until an LLC until December of 2017. I started the website in 2012. So, you know, in between that time, people would tell me, Jamie, you should make this into a business. Jamie, you should do, you know, teaching, online courses. Jamie, you should do this,
mm-hmm.
that, giving me all of these suggestions. And I would just, you know, I would flirt with the idea for a while, but then I would shoot it down because my own sort of, I guess, ego or just insecurity
mm-hmm.
about who I am as a leader, who I am as a person in business, I didn't think I was qualified to be in those kinds of roles.
Mm.
And I
wow.
forget what the term is, but whatever the term is for people that feel like they're not good enough for things, I forget what it is. It's a psychology term. But, you know, I feel like I just wasn't someone that was smart enough, that had the educational
mm.
background, that had the experiential
mm.
background to make this into a business. I was just like, well, I like
wow.
comic books. I like to write. I like to be on Twitter and tweet about things, and that's it. Yes, I have a big following. Yes, you know, advertisers are coming to me, offering me, you know, these opportunities to sponsor them by live tweeting their show or live tweeting, you know, or talking about their product and posting it on social media. But I didn't think about it in a business sense. I just thought, oh, people really like this community. People are very interested
right.
and engaged. This is a good thing. So, you know, my advice is, first of all, for those of you women that have actually thought about business first before starting it, kudos to you. Because I think doing it the opposite way presents more challenges. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
you've got to look inside of yourself and realize, first and foremost, is this something that I want to do? Is this something that I'm here
mm-hmm.
for the long term? Am I going to prepare
mm-hmm.
myself for criticism if my business does not work out the way it I
yes.
expected it to be? Or even if I'm successful in business, getting criticism, because it's going to come either
exactly.
way.
Yes.
So, you know, you've got to think about the psychology of that and building that thick skin, because it's tough out there. But there's
sure
a lot
is.
Of great opportunities, and you really have to educate yourself with, you know, what exactly am I planning to do? So whether that's in the form
mm-hmm.
of a business plan, you know, whether it's in the form of reading books about starting a business or going to seminars, workshops, networking, I would definitely recommend getting around a team of people who are just like you, that are just getting started. And obviously,
mm-hmm.
Veronica, you do that a lot with Nonprofit Network, where there's a lot of these people that are just starting their nonprofits or thinking
mm-hmm.
of the idea of starting one. And you can get around a community of people, and both of you can kind of bounce ideas off of each other or just support each other in taking on this new venture, because it is something that's, you know, going to take a lot of time and energy and resources, and it can be stressful and it can be scary because, as we know, business involves risk. You know, there's going to be times where you're going to have to rely on faith, and you're going to have to trust the process, even though it seems like it's impossible that thing
yes.
is going to happen, but you've got to trust that process. And once you've done that, then you'll be on the right track. So just surround yourself with
exactly.
people that are just getting started, and try to learn as much as you can about business and how it works before
yeah.
you start. And I would also say, when it comes to making a decision, don't be rash about it. Don't be hasty about making a choice just because
mm-hmm.
someone is pressuring you or there's a deadline.
Yes.
Like, first of all, if someone is not giving you time to make a decision, that's a red flag. You need to run as far
oh,
away
yeah.
as possible from that person. So give yourself a day, 2 days, 3 days to kind of just sort of meditate on it, pray on it.
Yes.
Really think about that decision before making it, because sometimes there are decisions that we make in our lives that will change the course of our lives for a long time or even forever, depending
yeah.
on the circumstance. So just
exactly.
be careful when you're making decisions that, you know, you give yourself an opportunity to think about it, you know, for a while before doing that. And then, trust your instincts when it comes to working with people and surrounding yourself with people that you do trust. Your instincts are there for a reason, and you can't ignore those instincts. So when it comes to business, if there's something where you're like, this isn't right. Like, I don't know if I should apply for this thing, or, you know, I don't know if I should work with this investor, or, you know, whatever the situation is, just make sure that you're comfortable with what your mind is telling you that you should be doing. 'Cause, you know, that's why God gave us these instincts to rely on, 'cause without them, then we'd be making poor decisions all the time, based on what we see around us, as opposed to what we're feeling inside of us.
Exactly. Excuse me. And there is so much more that I want to dig into that, Jamie. But we have 5 minutes. So I was like, see, this is what happens when we have a 30-minute show. There are things that I want to ask. The more you say stuff, it's like I want to write that question down. So we definitely got to have you back on, because that question alone is a whole 30-minute show. And I know that there are people that want to chime in and what have you. But the point that I want to make here is that before we go to our last question in this little 5 minutes, is that you also got to understand your why. What is your why for choosing the business that you're in? And then why did you come into this knowing that you were wounded and hurt? Why did you believe the lie? Why did you let them convince you that you were not good enough? All of those things are important. And if you can't answer that question, when you get into business, it's going to come up again, because somebody is going to rub you wrong. Somebody's going to say something that's going to drive you crazy. And so that question by itself is a whole 30-minute, Jamie. We're gonna bring you back on again. We're just going to discuss that one question, and so we can flush it out a little bit more. But I do want to take these last few minutes, 4 minutes now. This is why I mean 30 minutes is not enough. What does the future look like? What events are coming up that you're working on so that people will know what you all are doing? So if you could take a few minutes with that. I know we're going to be winding down, but I think people need to know what you're doing, and also want to have an opportunity for you to tell them how to connect with you again. So what does the future look like for you?
Yeah, so the future definitely looks bright for Black Girl Nerds. We are going long and strong in the entertainment journalism space. So definitely check out blackgirlnerds.com for all the content that we update frequently. I personally am working on some projects. I'm working on a book right now. I'm also working on a local event that I'm planning to have launched soon in my city, so stay tuned for that. This weekend, if you are in Virginia Beach, I will be at Africana Fest 2019. Black Girl Nerds will have a booth out there, so feel free to come by, say hi. I'll be out there with some merchandise. We have our Black Girl Nerd shirts that are really popular with our fans and followers, some really cool toys and Marvel products and books for the bookworms out there. So it'll be a really good time. And that's happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Virginia Beach Oceanfront off of 24th Street. So check me out there.
Wonderful. Check you out there. And so if you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, president and founder of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website. If you need to connect with me about anything nonprofit, then certainly you want to connect with me at the micrononprofitnetwork.org or info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Or Jamie, I heard our announcer say we have 60 seconds. Can you give your handles for them to be able to reach out to you before we end this show tonight?
Sure. At Black Girl Nerds, at BGM Podcast on Twitter, and my personal at Jamie Broadnax, all on Twitter. And Jamie@blackgirlnerds.com is my email.
Wonderful. Well, Jamie, it has been an absolute pleasure. As I said, the more you talk, the more questions I had. And I was like, I can't ask her all of these things. And so definitely we got to have you back on just on that whole conversation about women in business and taking care of ourselves or what have you. Thank you so, so very much, Jamie, for being here and listening to us. And thank you, audience, for coming in every Thursday evening at 6:30 to listen to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan. Make it a great day. Be blessed and do something good for somebody. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye now.